I'm Neil from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at gunnageek.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting May 4th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Secret Warriors number 15 from the S.H.I.E.L.D. Archives. And Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses Scarlet Witch number 7, Uncanny X-Men number 7, and X-Men 92 issue number 3. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm digging into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives to look at Secret Warriors number 15, part 5 of the Wake the Beast arc. This issue was originally published April 28th, 2010, and was written by Jonathan Hickman with art by Stefano Caselli. The issue starts with the team playing cards while getting used to Sebastian's firing. Meanwhile, Fury meets with the Contessa. She ambushes him with Leviathan forces, only to find out the other half of the restaurant was Fury's own agents. This leads to a standoff, with neither of them learning what they wanted from the other. When Fury returns to Providence Base, Daisy confronts him again about Sebastian, which goes about as well as you'd suspect. Meanwhile, Hydra forces arrive at the Leviathan base to discover Viper's body and a message from Orion, the leader of Leviathan. He proposes a truce and a meeting to discuss their common interests. While Strucker views the message, Hive checks on Viper's body and does something to her, resurrecting her as sort of a hybrid between her old self and a Hive host. The villain origin flashbacks in this issue show Viper growing up in a Hydra training facility and a brief overview of her history leading up to this series. I understand what they're going for with this arc, setting up for bigger action down the road and giving a bunch of backstory on the villains, but it's starting to drag a bit. Fortunately, we only have one more issue in this arc, so things should pick up after that. I'll be back next week with my review of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 5.
Love Fury pulling off a restaurant Mexican standoff in Secret Warriors number 15. And Quake's team needs to get it together, in my opinion. I'm not quite sure they're ready for some serious action. I'm with Adam. The villain plot in this series has seemed to drag a ton and was almost solely focused on the origins of Madame Hydra in this specific issue. All in all, though, I'm still enjoying the series and keep looking for the parallels to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. story arcs. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's three comics for the week of May the 4th, 2016. The first one is Scarlet Witch number 6 by writer James Robinson and artist Marguerite Sauvage. Once again, this comic features absolutely beautiful art to go with a fantastic story. This time, we have Wanda using her powers to heal, helping a French superhero, the Peregrine, through his grief. It's a really personal story, very bittersweet, and the Art Nouveau art in it just really emphasizes both the beautiful personal nature of the story and Paris as a setting. The next comic is Uncanny X-Men number 7 by writer Cullen Bunn and artist Ken Lashley. This starts off the Apocalypse Wars storyline in this series. It's kind of confusing. There's some guy that I wish they had done a better job of introducing who is the one who's responsible for who I've been calling Wingless Tent Revival Warren. We have new Morlocks, who are comprised of both humans and mutants, hiding in the sewer, and we find out that they've been infected by Monet's brother, M-Plate. And Wingless Tent Revival Warren has been a trap set for Psylocke and Magneto by Clan Akaba, who, if you're not familiar with them, they feature heavily in Apocalypse storylines. So we have new Apocalypse drama coming. Again, I can't really be enthused for a new Apocalypse storyline, but what you gonna do? The third comic is X-Men 92 number 3 by writer Chris Bowers and Chris Sims and artist Alti Fermancia. This comic continues to be just fantastic and fun. At the very beginning, we have a cross-time Dracula Council, and it's amazing. There's so many good visual jokes there about movie Draculas. We also have Dracula wanting to deal with Storm. He'll help her in exchange for her being his bride. Storm isn't willing to settle, and things get dramatic. It's a lot of fun. There's some good action back at the mansion, and Dracula revelations. All in all, between the art, the writing, just the fun attitude of this comic, this is probably one of my favorite X-Men ongoing so far. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, and may the 4th be with you.
It's always a love story in Paris, and even though Scarlet Witch number 6 was a bit cliche, it was a captivating read nonetheless, and it was good to see Scarlet Witch help another worldly superhero out during her journey. Being new to reading mutant comics, I was a bit lost myself with Uncanny X-Men number 7, so I'm glad that I wasn't the only one and that even a seasoned X-Men comic reader was also in the same boat. It's great seeing Psylocke having a storyline, unlike the recent X-Men Apocalypse film. I'm also looking forward to learning more about the Morlocks. I had a bit of fun going over X-Men 92 issue number 3, just like Lauren did. Even though I'm not a vampire fan, sorry Twilight and True Blood fans, the Dracula reveals were interesting to learn and the plain colorful panels of the series just speak fun to me. I must sound like a broken record by now, but thank you very much, Black Adam, for continuing your review of the Secret Warriors series. This is an excellent way to make use of a Marvel Unlimited subscription, and I do recommend checking out this series for yourself. For any new listener to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist. And if you want to talk to Adam about anything from the comics, look him up on Twitter at StarSaber_222. Also, thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. The mutant comics are actually more diverse than I ever would have expected, but being able to see favorite characters such as Rogue, Psylocke, and X-23 on a regular basis definitely makes this a fun segment for me to produce. Listener, if you are also just starting out in mutant comics and want to discuss them with Lauren, send her a note on Twitter, at Sithwitch. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition or your thoughts about summer comic book series runs. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of the show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.